Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning. It's just about 6:01. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. An embattled state senator and local Stamford politician continues to face growing controversy. Democrat Annabelle Figueroa is rescinding her resignation from the city's Board of Representatives, a seat she gave up earlier this month, amid outcry over comments deemed as anti-Semitic. Her remarks came as she faced a primary challenge from fellow Democrat Jonathan Jacobson earlier this month. She said in a Spanish interview that she couldn't let a person of Jewish origin represent their district. Jacobson defeated her on primary election day. Figueroa handed in her resignation days later. But a Stamford attorney says that she didn't submit her resignation in accordance with the city's charter. Figueroa is now saying that her remarks were taken out of context and that Mayor Caroline Sibbons and other Democratic leaders took her comments out of context. The board could expel her with a two-thirds majority vote. WTIC News Talk 1080 is reaching out to Figueroa and other officials involved in Stamford for further comment. Local and state officials were in Oxford for the announcement of a $5 million microgrant program to assist those impacted by the deadly flooding in southwestern Connecticut last weekend. The plan is to make up $25,000 available for small businesses in Fairfield, New Haven, and Litchfield counties with under 100 employees so that they can handle cleanup and other flood-related issues. David Rice lost one of his cleaning businesses in Oxford.
A river came through the building, and we lost everything.
Demis Claritas' family owns the Claritas Village Plaza.
We are a family business, but they are our family. And we have done everything and will continue to do everything we can to help them build back better and stronger, but we need help. and we need it yesterday.
The application process will go live September 3rd. Information can be found at the website DECDCTRecovery@ct.gov. The Biden-Harris administration is coming under fire from House Judiciary Republicans over a letter to Congressman Jim Jordan in which Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg admits senior officials in the administration, including the White House, repeatedly pressured Meta to censor certain COVID-19-related content, including humor and satire, on platforms like Facebook. Eventually, Meta caved. It contradicts testimony on Capitol Hill in 2022 when Republican Senator Josh Hawley pressured Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the issue.
You are not pressuring the big tech companies to take down accounts. You are not meeting with them to ask them to censor on your behalf.
That is correct. We are not.
Zuckerberg in that letter admits he wouldn't repeat some of those decisions today and feels the government pressure was wrong. The largest teachers union in Connecticut says its recent survey finds teachers, as they go back to school for the 2024 to 2025 year, have not felt any improvement concerning shortages, salaries, burnout, and other issues. The Connecticut Education Association is pointing to 97% of respondents saying that they're burned out, 91% feeling that they're not respected, and 85% saying they're not paid enough. Among responses to these and other issues, Governor Lamont's administration last spring announced a $3 million series of multi-agency state initiatives to address the educator shortage. WTIC News Time 604.
Labor Day may be the end of summer, but not the end of grilling season. Try Hummel Great for the Grill specialty items. Besides grilling up our world-famous hot dogs, try Hummel Bratwurst, made with the same recipe our grandfathers used back in 1933. Or Hummel Kielbasa-Lings with a bold, rich flavor. If you like it hot, try Hummel's Red Hot, made with crushed red pepper for a spicy kick off the grill. This Labor Day, treat your family to the hot dog that generations have grown up on, Hummel's. And remember, all Hummel products are gluten-free and always represent the very best in quality. I'm Eric Hummel, and I personally guarantee it.
Hi, this is Joel Johnson. I want to invite you to come to a special event with myself and Kara Sundland. It's called Beyond Better Money. We're going to talk about the retirement concerns that you have, living too long, healthcare costs. Join us September 18th at 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Rocky Hill. Go to beyondbettermoney.com to register. That's beyondbettermoney.com to come to meet with me and Kara Sundland.
Johnson Brunetti is a marketing name for the businesses of JB Capital and JN Financial. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC.
Tune in to WTIC News Talk 1080 for Healthy Rounds, Saturday mornings 11 till noon. Learn from the top experts about the latest medical news and call in with your questions. Healthy Rounds, sponsored by Hartford Healthcare, Saturday mornings 11 till noon on WTIC News Talk 1080 and WTIC.com.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien High Efficiency Tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
WTIC News Time is just after 6:06. Good morning, everybody, on this Tuesday. Former President Donald Trump tried to tie his rival, Vice President Harris, to the botched withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan 3 years ago Monday. More from correspondent Skylar Henry.
3 years ago today, a suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport killed more than 100 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. Speaking to National Guard Association members in Detroit, Trump looked to blame Vice President Kamala Harris for the pullout.
The humiliation in Afghanistan set off the collapse of American credibility and respect all around the world.
During his administration, Trump signed a withdrawal agreement with the Taliban that the Biden administration carried out. Skylar Henry, CBS News, the White House.
Dennis Quaid believes former President Ronald Reagan would recognize many of the current problems in the U.S. today. Brian and Matt, as he dealt with back in the 1980s. Quaid, who plays Reagan in a new movie, says that the U.S. is still dealing with inflation, oil supply issues, and interest rates, among other problems. Quaid says that he hopes that the election ends with all of us remembering that we're Americans and learning how to talk to each other again. The movie Reagan hits theaters on Friday.
You haven't heard a lot of buzz about the movie.
No.
But I find strange. Because you would think it would get a lot of attention.
Especially in this election year.
I watched the trailer. Quaid is so good at these movies.
Oh, yeah.
He is just really... And I know he's getting older now, and it's actually pretty age-appropriate for him, believe it or not.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
I think he's 70 or in his early 70s. But
he did say that... I saw him in a recent interview that Facebook was blocking some of
the people
trailers.
Were complaining about it. Somehow it's political, but Reagan is like, it's not like it's some like.
I mean, he's not running for president right now.
No, and he's not part of some Trumpian thing or whatever. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Reagan is an American icon for so many. I mean, like, my dad was a big Reagan Republican. Thank you, Morgan.
Facebook wouldn't block anything anyway.
Oh yeah, they would never control your. Access to information. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeiras and Scott Travis. Hey, Mark.
Will? Good morning, everyone. If you're heading into Hartford right now, we are in very good shape. Just seeing a little bit of a delay on the northbound side of 91 in Cromwell. This traffic report being brought to you by Floor and Decor. And 91 northbound up by exit 21. We have some road work in the right lane there. Just a little slowdown there as you move up on 21 in Cromwell. After that, good ride, Hartford. Up into Windsor, southbound 91. No issues. Windsor down into Cromwell. Both sides of 84 in great shape. Farmington to Vernon. 291, 384. That looks good east of the river. 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury in East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8. 91 in the park, easy ride heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection.
Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Well, the view from space showing a lot of fog in many of the river valleys this morning. The Housatonic River Valley, Connecticut River Valley, Quinebaug Valley, and Farmington Valley, all with quite a bit of fog. Visibility reported down to a quarter mile at Windham Airport and Plainville, and now also at Brainerd, down to down to a quarter mile in dense fog in Hartford. And up at Bradley, you've got a half-mile visibility in fog. The fog will gradually burn off this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be a mostly sunny and warm Tuesday with highs in the low to mid-80s and light wind. Partly cloudy tonight. Areas of fog redevelop late tonight. Lows in the 60s. Partly sunny Wednesday. Very warm to hot and very humid tomorrow. Tropical levels of humidity return. Highs 85 to 90 degrees. With the threat for a thunderstorm in the afternoon or evening, then it turns cooler and less humid during tomorrow night, lows in the upper 50s and low 60s, and a mix of clouds and sun Thursday with highs holding in the comfortable 70s. Currently in Hartford, 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
This health fact brought to you by ProHealth Physicians.
Warm weather means more time outdoors. Stay safe while enjoying swimming, biking, and trips to the shoreline. Hi, I'm Dr. Eugenia Volkin, a pediatrician in Middletown with ProHealth Physicians. Be careful when having fun in the sun. Wear protective clothing and find shade. Use sunscreen every day to prevent sunburn and skin cancer. On cooler and cloudy days, too. Choose an SPF of 30 or higher, reapplying every 2 hours and after swimming. Be mindful in the pool or ocean. Accidents can happen in just a few inches of water. Watch children closely, even while wearing a life jacket or floaties. Check that helmets fit well before riding a bike or scooter to avoid injuries. And when driving, always follow car seat and seatbelt safety rules. Stick to these simple tips for a safe and happy summer.
Connect with the trusted local doctor you just heard from ProHealth Physicians. Call 1-855-CTMD-411 to schedule your first visit with them today. Or visit ProHealthMD.com to learn more more about their care, expertise, and services.
Don't miss this. The August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month. Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at proterramotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Hartford Healthcare Medical Group, Inc. is seeking a full-time physician, hospitalist, in Bridgeport, Connecticut to attend to the medical needs of adult patients who are admitted to the hospital, admit patients to the hospital for care, plan and implement patient treatment programs, participate in rounds, and assist in training medical students and or residents in patient care. Send resume to Aaron Hull, physician recruiter at aaron.hull@hhchealth.org. Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
It's not just a breakfast. It's the breakfast. Get the classic sausage McMuffin with egg, now only $2.50. Caution, may cause craving for coffee or hash browns. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Labor Day signals that fall is fast approaching. Apple picking, fall leaves, and chilly nights are on the horizon. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple, safe, all-inclusive solution for preserving your family's memories trapped on videotapes, film, even photos. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and family road trips. Just fill Legacy Box with your VHS tapes, film reels, or pictures. Legacy Box digitizes it all by hand right here in the USA, and then sends it back on a thumb drive or the cloud. Future-proof your recorded moments today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering 55% off. Go to legacybox.com/value to get 55% off. That's legacybox.com/value.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
At 6:15, the Boston Red Sox, rough day yesterday, rough weekend too, as they get swept in Fenway Park, and then lose two yesterday to the Toronto Blue Jays, 4-1 in the first game and 7-3 in the next one. Six errors total in these two games for the Boston Red Sox. They're just three games over 500 now at 67-64. You know what the solution might be?
What?
Fire Cora.
Did you have him do that today?
That was my buddy Chris, actually. He's okay. A big Red Sox fan. Cooper Crismal tries to get the Sox back on track tonight. 7:10 first pitch between the Sox and Blue Jays here on TIC. Yankees 5-2 winners last night. Gleyber Torres as well as Austin Wells both hitting home runs for the Yanks. 5-2 winners again over the Nationals last night. They're tied with the Dodgers right now for the most wins in the majors with 78. They have a two-game lead over the Orioles now, and they get going with Washington again tonight at 6:45. Garrett Cole faces off against Patrick Corbin. Mets off last night. They start a series out in Arizona tonight against the Diamondbacks. It's 9:40 start out west. The Yard Goats back in Hartford tonight to play the first of six against the Mets affiliate Binghamton Rebel Ponies. First 1,000 kids in will get a bouncing Pickles jersey. Also, a great week of giveaways, by the way, over at Duncan Park. Tomorrow night is 90s night with a retro hat giveaway, which is pretty sweet.
Nice.
Thursday, they're handing out fanny packs. That's intense. Love
if it's your
attack.
Thing, I mean,
big fan.
They're popular.
Big fan. Friday, always popular. Princess and Pirates night. Saturday, you got fireworks. Sunday, kids run the bases, and of course, just great baseball on the field from your playoff bound Yard Goats. 7:10 start tonight at Duncan Park. The NFL yesterday, Dallas Cowboys have finally come to terms with their wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, paying him 4 years, $136 million. The only Vikings wideout Justin Jefferson is making more for a non-quarterback right now in the NFL. No decision on who the starter will be quite yet in New England. New head coach Gerard Mayo can't seem to make up his mind. Yesterday, he was on the sister station WEEI and said that rookie Drake May has clearly outperformed Jacoby Brissett. But there is more that goes into his decision. However, just the other day, Mayo said that Drake Mayo was the Patriots' second-best quarterback. So, I don't know.
A lot of guys in Boston say it's not Mayo's decision.
Mm.
So, I think it's trying to justify not starting him, even though he's clearly better.
Yeah, it could be. And finally, sad news from the world of wrestling. We learned of the passing of a legend yesterday. Sid Udy, known to fans of WCW and WWE as Sid Vicious or Psycho Sid, passed away yesterday at the age of 63. Pretty lengthy battle with cancer. 96, Sid beat Shawn Michaels at Survivor Series for his first WWE championship. You should watch that. It's a great match.
Good match.
Again, master and ruler of the world, Sid Vicious, passing away yesterday at the age of 63. Back on July 29th, I saw this yesterday. It kind of made me a little bit sad. He tweeted out, "Hopefully 2025 will be my year I get inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Time is ticking, so it's now or never for me. With Vince McMahon gone, the company is more open to suggestions. Triple H needs to hear the voices of my fans." So hopefully he does get put in Vegas in the Hall of Fame, because that is sucks.
Yeah.
It's not good. 6:18. Head over to the Brown Paint Dearson Scott Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. Good morning to you and to everyone. And this traffic report is being brought to you by Cape Cod Fence. And we're seeing a real good ride around the Hartford area right now. Those delays, 91 northbound, it eased out. As you approach exit 21 at Cromwell, that road work is cleared. Both sides of 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks. Both sides of 84, no problems. Farmington and Vernon, 291, 384, okay. East of the River, 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay. 84 and 891 in the Parkway, a good ride heading toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Traffic brought to you by Cape Cod Fence. More than just fences.
Cape Cod Fence Company in Canton is ready to enhance your outdoor living space. For over 5 decades, we've been building and installing quality fences, furniture, and sheds. Call 860-673-3211 or visit CapeCodFence.com. CapeCodFence.com.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Okay, so I'm looking at this story, and if you follow college sports, especially college football, you know, Dennis Dodd, he knows his stuff. He works for CBS Sports. And so he wrote last night around dinner time that the Big 12 presidents met or were briefed on Monday, yesterday, about this possible addition of UConn to the Big 12. Now, according to Dodd, he basically said six Big 12 schools are in favor of it, that they could confirm two are against. They need to get 12 of the 16 schools to be in favor to approve the move. So he couldn't get answers from all of them is the point. It's favorable. So they would only need, if they have those six, you know, they're sort of halfway there type thing. And there are some nuances here that I really didn't think about that, you know, for instance, like Fox is sort of not sure they would support it because it would dilute their deal with the Big East, right? So if UConn goes to the Big 12, the Big East is basically cooked. And supposedly, according to Dodd, but ESPN is in favor of it. So in terms, you need to get the TV people to agree to it as well because they have these contracts. I mean, the Big East has, you know, I believe in terms of Fox and the Big East just finished a contract a couple months ago. So there are TV elements to this. And the bottom line is that the Big East would require, they need like 2 years advance notice and there'd be a $15 million exit fee, which if you go to the Big 12, it's all that is manageable. I think the, some of this is predicated on upgrades to UConn's football program. And the biggest thing is, though, these presidents don't want to give up money in their the soon-to-start TV deal. That means that basically UConn couldn't take part in the media rights until like 2031.
Mm.
And here's the situation is that, you know, football-wise, UConn is in a terrible situation. Outside of Notre Dame, they're the only independent school out there in major college football, and you can't have a competitive, successful program with that. They go to the Big 12. They might be doormats of the Big 12, but they're there, and the money's going to come in. And then they can adjust accordingly. We talked earlier this morning, if you're just joining us, how in a lot of ways UConn men's basketball is the crown jewel that Brett Yormark and the Big 12 want. And that's great, but in other ways, it, in my opinion, it would be the end of the sort of the way we look at the UConn men's basketball program because the schedule just would be too tough. I just think it's so hard to dominate when you have every game just about is a hard game.
Yeah.
And so they would go out of those, even as good as they would be. You took the last two national championship teams and put them in some of these conferences, they would have had four or five more. I'm not saying they wouldn't have won the national title, but they would have definitely had four or five more losses over the course of the season.
I agree with that, yeah.
I mean, and that's not even a criticism. I mean, it's just like, it's hard to play. They'd be playing in front of 16,000 every night on the road, and it would be very difficult. So I don't view it as a good thing. And this is what the point I didn't get to before that I wanted to talk about, because, you know, I don't know if people are aware that colleges are hiring general managers now. And they're basically parroting the infrastructure of professional sports teams. And the general managers manage the NIL stuff. They manage, you know, in some ways part of the recruitment. And there's been a couple stories that I had tagged. I forget which coach it was. It wasn't the Big 12 maybe, but it was a football coach that basically said, I am sick of every kid coming in here and asking for more money. You know, like even the number two lineman comes in and says, well, if I don't get 25 grand, I'm going to transfer. And after the 50th meeting, so at the end of the season, the meetings aren't, you know, how can I get better for next season? It's how much more money can I get paid so I don't transfer?
Yeah.
And to me, I understand that there's billions of dollars involved, and I agree that the players deserve part of it. This is not the answer. And I honestly said this yesterday and in passing, this is why I just can't. The rivalries are gone. The conference element is gone. And unless you're going to the games at Clemson and tailgating and love it, I don't care anymore.
Mm.
It doesn't. I'm not compelled to watch a big matchup at all. And you know, just everything's with the NFL, you know what you got. Even if the players get ridiculous amounts of money, you sort of know what's happening. And so I feel like maybe if the NCAA, and this is a lot of varied thoughts, if the NCAA had come to the table 15 to 20 years ago and said, we need to find a way to fairly compensate players in a systematic way that makes sense, but also preserves their education, preserves the integrity of the institutions, because I think that's really what's getting violated, yes, is the integrity of these institutions. Maybe we could have had it. But the NCAA were such jerks and greedy and ignorant that they wouldn't give anything to the players until they got lost in court. And now they got their clocks cleaned, and now they're eunuchs when it comes to power in
this
game.
They're forced to now at this point.
Right, which allows the other side to pillage.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. This is a pillaging. And
so it's why you see like all these veteran coaches have been there 20, 30 years, like Nick Saban and Jay Wright and Mike Krzyzewski, that are just like, I'm not staying here any longer.
Right.
Like, I've done what I've done.
And they were absolutely brilliant for doing it, to be honest with you. And, you know, the Alabama GM, you know how much the University of Alabama football GM gets paid? It was announced earlier this week. His guy that the Oregon coach or whatever came to Alabama. I don't forget which school it was.
Right, yeah.
Guess how much the GM.
It's got to be seven figures. It's got to be $2 million.
Well, I mean, it's $800 a year. So that's, it's. That's, I mean, that's. to basically do a job that 5 years ago did not even exist. Now, again, I want the players to make money. I think they deserve a piece of the pie. But this is not it. And if you love college football, then good for you. I mean, honestly, like, I'd rather go up and watch, you know, Trinity play Amherst. I mean, honestly, I mean, because it feels like it means more. You know, if a player's going to play in Michigan against Michigan State, but that kid's going to – he could transfer to Michigan State the next year and play for them. I don't know. Anyway, I think it's important for UConn football to get somewhere, but Mark Christopher was 100% right. The ACC is the only one that makes any sense, and everything else is just like, why? Time 6:27.
UConn fans, when it comes to sports injuries, do you know where the Huskies go?
UConn Health, Connecticut's public academic medical center. Our doctors advance research and train future generations of healthcare experts.
All while offering the latest in injury prevention, treatment, and performance improvement for athletes, for everyone.
When it comes to UConn athletics, our physicians are their physicians and should be your physicians too.
Make their doctors your doctors.
UConn Health. Learn more at health.ucon.edu.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y's seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nellie's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
Are you a proud Connecticut business owner? We are too, with more than 45 years of experience handling business transactions for small and mid-sized businesses. And we know that not every business relationship works out as planned. If you find yourself in a dispute, call the law firm of Brown, Painderas, and Scott. Our team of business lawyers have over 100 years of combined experience. At BPS Lawyers, you get more than a lawyer. You get a law firm. Visit us at bpslawyers.com. Nick Painderas is responsible for the content of this ad.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
About 40% of the state being affected by fog this morning. Some of it's quite dense. That'll gradually burn off during the morning and give way to mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures today. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Right now, foggy in Hartford and 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia, North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
And now, a WTIC News Update.
6:31. Good morning. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Governor Lamont is authorizing $5 million for the start of a micro-grant program for small businesses that were damaged or destroyed as a result of historic flooding last week. Small businesses and nonprofits in Fairfield, New Haven, and Litchfield counties with fewer than 100 employees will be eligible for up to $25,000 for cleanup, equipment replacement, and replenishing of lost revenue. Dan O'Keefe is commissioner for the State Department of Economic and Community Development.
This is intended to stop gap funding, so we wanted to come in very quickly and provide that funding while we continue to pursue and await federal funds.
Those eligible will be able to apply for the grants starting next Tuesday. You can email for more information, DECDCTRecovery@CT.gov. Again, DECDCTRecovery@CT.gov. We're learning about six arrests made in connection with a kidnapping case in Danbury. Police responded around 6 in the evening Sunday to the area of Clapboard Ridge Road near Dogwood Lane, where three men were seen assaulting another man and pushing him into a van before driving off. Danbury officers pursued the van and eventually caught up with it on Cowperwaith Street. Two victims who had been tied up and beaten with a baseball bat were found inside. They were hospitalized for treatment of their injuries. The six suspects, all of whom were from Florida, were taken into custody. They're facing charges including assault, kidnapping, and reckless endangerment. Their motive for what happened in that situation isn't clear, though. It was the first day of classes for the fall semester at the University of Connecticut. In the store's campus, it felt much like last spring, with protests against the war in Gaza continuing. Some students decided that they weren't even going to show up for their first day of classes. Instead, they protested, calling on the university to divest itself from the war effort. In addition, they say that two dozen students' rights were violated when they were arrested last semester for erecting an encampment. Senior Mahmoud Salaman tells WFSB a relative of his was killed in Gaza.
They have to live without a mother, and he has to live without a wife.
The protesters have called on the university to disclose and divest funds earmarked toward the war effort. International Overdose Day is receiving a lot of attention this week in Connecticut in the lead-up to its observed day this coming Saturday. Nancy Navarretta is the commissioner of the State Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services.
We must ensure that everyone from young people to older adults understands the risks associated with substance misuse. We must encourage open and honest conversations about the dangers of substances, the signs of addiction, and the safe use and disposal of prescription medication.
The state is reminding the public that resources are available 24/7 to help people dealing with addiction problems. There is a website, www.ctaddictionservices.com, or you could dial 1-800-563-4086. WTIC News Time is 6:34.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of OurHealth. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started OurHealth. OurHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OurHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
WTIC News Time, we have 6:36 as we continue. Colorado man's been arrested for threatening to kill election officials and others.
According to the DOJ's Election Threats Task Force, the 45-year-old man's accused of making detailed death threats against election officials, judges, and law enforcement officers. He posted on 2 social media sites dating back to 2021 with threats to shoot or hang various officials, among other things.
That's correspondent Stacy Lynn. A federal judge in Texas temporarily blocks the Biden administration's immigration plan that would give undocumented migrants married to U.S. citizens a path to citizenship.
Federal Judge Jay Campbell Barker temporarily blocking President Biden's Keeping Families Together plan. It allows spouses without legal status permission to stay in the U.S. to create a path to citizenship. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, representing a coalition of 16 Republican states, argued it rewards illegal immigration. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
The Biden administration's approach effectively provides a blanket parole in place for between a 500,000, if you believe the Biden administration, and 1.3 million if you believe Paxton.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Brian and Matt, the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, has made a change to its AI chatbot after 5 secretaries of state warned it was spreading election misinformation. Top election officials sent a letter this month to Elon Musk complaining that the platform's AI chatbot, Grok, produced false info about state ballot deadlines. After the request by the secretaries of state, the chatbot now directs users asking election-related questions to canivote.org, a voting information website run by the National Association of Secretaries of State.
You got to watch everything like all the time.
Seriously.
It's crazy. It's just nuts.
And you can't escape it, you know. It's just, there's too much of it out there.
Thank you, Morgan. So what is this about Oasis's tour?
Yeah, they just announced it this morning that they're doing a reunion tour, as they teased it. But what did I say yesterday? I was like, as long as it's not going to be just in like England. London or right. like Man.
And that's yeah. exactly what it is.
They're going to Ireland for a couple dates too. But I think it's because they want to see if they can go a couple dates without beating the hell out of each other on stage.
So they don't want a bunch of Americans to buy these tickets and then cancel. Yeah. I don't care either way. I'm not going to go see it.
What do you mean?
I got one song. That one song.
What?
Yeah, that one song.
They have so many songs.
What's that one song, though?
Anyways, here's Wonderwall.
That's it. Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeiras and Scott Traffic Center. I'm Mark.
You guys, thank you very much. Good morning. And if you are heading in toward Hartford right now, just seeing a little bit of a delay between 20 and 21 in Cromwell. There was some overnight road work going on there that's slowing you down there a little bit. So that should be clearing out over the next few minutes or so. If you're heading north of that, you're moving very well. Cromwell through downtown up into Windsor. Southbound 91, same story. Good ride Windsor down into Cromwell. Both sides of 84, okay. Farmington to Vernon. 291, 384, that looks good. East of the river, 2 westbound, moving well. Glastonbury in East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, 9 in the air. Grody Bridge, Waterbury's okay. 84 at 8. 91 in the parkway, moving well. Heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Still a lot of fog out there this morning, with the visibility now down to a quarter mile at Plainville, Hartford, and up at Bradley as well. Not to be outdone, Windermere poured down to an eighth of a mile visibility in dense fog. So if you're driving around and the visibility is not too bad, be prepared for it to change quickly as you move from one spot to another and use those low beams in dense fog. But the fog will gradually burn off and dissipate later this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny and warm today, thanks to high pressure centered over the Appalachians. Highs getting into the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Dew points in the upper 50s to mid 60s through the day. And winds fairly light, mostly under 10 miles per hour. No rain today, no rain tonight. It'll be partly cloudy. Some areas of fog redeveloping, lows in the 60s. Wednesday looks partly sunny. It'll be even warmer and more humid tomorrow, with the temperature up between 85 and 90 for daytime highs. Dew points probably crack 70 for a while tomorrow. And we do have the possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm or two as cold front drops down from the north. As that front clears the area, any showers or storms end by early Wednesday night, otherwise turning cooler and less humid. Lows drop to the upper 50s and low 60s. Thursday will feel very comfortable. Looks dry with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the 70s. Friday will be bright and sunny with high temperatures in the 70s. And right now the outlook for the weekend calls for an increase in clouds Saturday and the increasing threat for some showers as the day wears on, especially later in the afternoon and evening. Highs in the upper 70s. Some showers around Saturday night. Chance for thunder. Sunday's partly sunny, with the chance for a shower, highs in the low 80s, and with a little luck, Labor Day will be dry. Right now, 61 at Bradley with the dense fog, 63 in New Haven, 57 in Oxford. Hartford temperature, 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Ben, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously, if you're like most men, the treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
If you enjoy all beef hot dogs and have never tried Hummel's All Beef, you really should. Hummel's All Beef is made with the quality you'd expect from Hummel's. The finest cuts of beef, all natural spices, and unlike national brands that use liquid smoke flavoring, Hummel's All Beef hot dogs are smoked with real hickory wood, and you can taste the difference. So look for Hummel's All Beef Franks in the meat department of your local supermarket, and remember, all Hummel products are gluten-free and always represent the very best in quality. I'm Eric Hummel, and I personally guarantee it.
Hi, Joel Johnson here with Johnson Brunetti. Taxes don't pay a nickel more than you're supposed to, especially getting close to retirement or in retirement. Call or text the word taxes to request your free copy of our Tax Explorer Guide, 1-800-705-1232. Call or text the word taxes, 1-800-705-1232. Don't pay an extra nickel in taxes.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC.
At the Carter Mario Law Firm, we've recovered over $1 billion for injured people. When you need someone to fight for you, you need to get Carter in your corner. Visit GetCarter.com or call us at 877-GET-CARTER.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Well, the Red Sox had 6 more errors than they did wins yesterday, and they had 6 errors over the doubleheader against Toronto, and they lost game 1 4-1, and they lose the nightcap as well 7-3, and Red Sox fans all together said...
Surprise, surprise.
Obviously, a tough day. They just couldn't.
What is that from?
I have no idea. I couldn't catch fly balls. I couldn't field. It was just a definite mess in Boston yesterday. It has been all season. 29-37 at Fenway Park for the Sox. They're just 3 games over 500 now. Manager Alex Cora said they just got to show up and play.
We're not pitching well. We're not playing good defense. We're not hitting. So it gets magnified too where we at right now. You know. So we just got to show up tomorrow. Put some good at bats, pitch, and play good defense, and you know try to win a game.
Yeah, I mean they got to win a game.
By the way, they have 98 errors on the season. That is 12 more than the next worst.
Wow.
They are by far the worst fielding team in the majors.
That's not good at all. 7:10 first pitch tonight. You could witness some more errors from the Boston Red Sox here on WTIC. For the Yankees, they were down in D.C. last night, facing the Nationals for the first of 3 games. Gleyber Torres, as well as Austin Wells, both hitting home runs, and this one in the 5-2 win for the Yanks. Aaron Judge had an unbelievable catch that turned into a double play in the fourth inning as well. The guy could do it all. He also hit his 1,000th career hit last night as the Yankees get the 5-2 win. They're back there tonight, 6:45. Garrett Cole on the mound for the Yanks. The Mets off last night. They're out in Arizona starting a series with the Diamondbacks tonight at 9:40. Here at home, the Yard Goats welcome in the Rumble Ponies tonight to Duncan Park for the first of 6 games. First 1,000 kids in will get a Bouncing Pickles jersey, so get out there early. But it might be a nice first day of school shirt.
Yeah.
Bouncing Pickles jersey. That would be good. Don't forget, 7:10 start tonight, and they have go to yardgoatsbaseball.com for your tickets and promotional information. CeeDee Lamb is a paid man for sure. The Dallas Cowboys paid their top wide receiver for $136 million over the next 4 years, and making him a second highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the game. Only Vikings wideout Justin Jefferson is making more. This will be broken probably next year because...
Yeah.
Money just keeps going up and up and up. No decision on who the starter will be in New England quite yet. Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett. But Gerard Mayo, the head coach, said there's more that goes into his decision. So we'll see what happens moving forward for the Patriots as they, week one's coming up. It's coming up quick. Finally, in WNBA last night, Indiana Fever get a win over Atlanta 84-79. New York Liberty beat Phoenix 84-70, and Washington beat Seattle 74-72. The Connecticut Sun will play Clayton Clark and the Indiana Fever tomorrow night on the road at 7 o'clock. Their next home game won't be until Sunday when they face the Seattle Storm back at Mohegan. Right now, it is 6:48. Head over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. And this traffic report is being brought to you by New Balance. And if you're making your way into downtown Hartford right now, 84 eastbound just starting to lose some speed as you move into the Hartford Tunnel. Westbound 84 looks good burning out into the Farmington exits. Both sides of 91 easy right now. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks. 291, 384, okay. 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford quiet. Middletown, Waterbury looks good. 84 and 8. 84 westbound, Newtown starting to see some slow traffic now. 11 to 10. 91 in the Parkway doing very well heading down in toward New Haven. I'm Mark Christopher with these traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Sponsored by New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon, your headquarters for back-to-school sneakers.
This is Michael DeCibio from New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon, where you'll find both fashion and fit for back-to-school. With our large selection and fit specialists, we'll help you find the right sneaker in the right size so everyone goes home happy. Visit New Balance at Evergreen Walk in South Windsor and on Route 44 in the Avon Marketplace.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Areas of fog this morning, giving way to sunshine and warm temperatures. Highs in the low to mid 80s this afternoon with light wind. Partly cloudy tonight. Some more fog developing. Lows in the 60s. Partly sunny. Very warm and very humid tomorrow. A thunderstorm or two around in the afternoon and evening. Highs 85 to 90. Then it's cooler and less humid Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday's highs hold in the 70s with a mix of clouds and sun. Currently 61 degrees at the weather station, WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I didn't go through all my Costco factoids yesterday. Yeah, there was this New York Times article about just the genius of Costco and how it's sort of like really just influencing a whole generation of shoppers in our country. And it's actually the third largest retailer in the world after Amazon and Walmart. And so, you know, I had it on my mind all day, and my wife and I, we really didn't want to cook last night. And so we had to do a little shopping. We're like, and she needed gas for car. I said, the boys don't care. Like, let's just go have dinner at Costco, right? So we go there. And to me, like, everything, I would have been so good at like a market research firm, because like I go to these places. And because I go to Costco regularly, I do a lot of the shopping for our family because I have daytime and my wife, she works frankly harder than I do. And I like to see the product mixes and how they change, what products stay, which ones don't. And I like to see who's there and who's not and when's a good time to go and all this other stuff. And so we went there, I don't know, it must have been 6:30, 7 o'clock. A couple observations, and then I'll share a little more because I didn't really get into the article too much. There were a fair amount of families with little kids eating dinner. Now, it's not like a happy, sad thing. It's just, you know, I mean, I imagine it's happened forever. But, I mean, to me, along with this other thing I read yesterday, that when sales of sausage go up, it's an indicator that the consumer is struggling because it's a lower price, lower quality meat, right? As opposed to, like, steak and this and that. And so in the back of my mind, I'm like, there are families eating it. And then I was like, okay, so we got 2 slices of pizza, 2 hot dogs, like a chicken bake thing, a cookie, 2 fountain drinks, and 2 waters. I think it was 15 or 16 bucks.
Are the hot dogs still $1.50 there?
Yes.
Are they really?
Yes.
They've been $1.50 forever.
Right. Well, that's part of their thing is that I think they actually lose money on the hot dog now. But they won't change the price.
And they're not like Oscar Mayer type.
No, they're very, very good.
They're big hot dogs.
And yeah, and they, you know, and they have like good, they have like relish and mustard, and it's like they got stuff.
They got to be losing money on that.
They do. Well, there's been articles over the last couple of years how they considered it, and then the CEO was like, we can't change the price of the hot dog. Like, it's an epic, legendary thing.
Yeah.
And so I just was really fascinated because, like, my wife is like, that's as much as your one order at Chipotle if you get guac, which, and she was right.
Right.
And so I understand, you know, to me, it does show to me that, you know, obviously there are a lot of people who are cost conscious. And Max is hysterical. He just loves the fact you can buy a bottle of water for a quarter. Because, like, you know, when he works at Shaw's, like, he gets free bottled water. He's convinced that he got in better shape this summer, and he's convinced because he drank so much water, and it's terrible for the environment, but he only likes drinking water, like, bottled water. And so he won't refill one. He likes to keep getting more. I was like, you can't do that, Max.
Listen, the thing is, too, if you get a bottle of water for a quarter and you return it for 10 cents...
I mean, that's a 15-cent
bottle of water.
Brilliant. That's amazing.
Come on.
It's amazing.
Crushing it.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I didn't even think of it. And so this whole concept of, you know, and Costco, and you go through their clothing, and honestly, like, you see something. When I was younger, Banana Republic was an aspirational brand. If you went to the mall and got a pair of pants or a shirt from Banana Republic, that was a big deal. And that stuff was expensive. Mm. And now they have, like, $20 Banana Republic pants. Now, is it... You know, it doesn't have the same cachet. Or Orvis, which is a great brand. You can buy their clothes there, too. And, you know, the boys, all they want is sweatpants. So, like, we couldn't really do a lot of good school shopping, which was kind of frustrating.
Good pants, though, right?
They're great. I mean, honestly, I have, like...
The pocket isn't on the calf or anything, right?
No. I have this pant. Like, every time I go in there, I buy a pair of pants. And I have, like... I don't need any pants. I was like, Jess, you can't let me buy a pair of pants. And then I'm like, oh, these are so nice, though. It's just really funny. But it's just a couple of things. Like, I've talked about how they rely, their food, everything else in the store, they're not loss leaders, but they're not profit drivers. The membership is what drives profits there. And they have, according to the New York Times, a 93% renewal rate. That's insane. So in one quarter, right, the last quarter, so that's 3 months, they got over $1 billion in membership alone. That's without selling an apple or a carton of milk. And that kind of, like, passive income allows them to do so many different things. And, you know, the article traces the roots of, like, the company really took off when two companies kind of merged, but the whole membership buy in bulk model started sort of in California with immigrant brothers who started the company. It's just fascinating to me how it has really become, and like Sam's Club doesn't do it. It's Costco is the defining thing of this sort of generation of sort of value conscious. It started off as sort of like for companies and like restaurants and stuff to buy in bulk. That's sort of how it started.
So right.
Because if you're running a mom and pop, you don't go with these big distributors who sort of pinch you because you can't get anywhere else. You go to Costco, and you still see people. I see people with those big push things with vats and vats of olive oil and napkins.
Oh, yeah.
And you, whether it's a food truck or a small restaurant, there's no doubt that that's how they supply themselves. So anyway, I did a little market research last night, and it actually, honestly, I have to tell you, it was kind of fun. It was funny. We were just all sort of giggling that this is what we're doing for dinner. And then Bennett's birthday is today, so I let him pick out a steak, you know, because they have like really, like I've been on the show, and I know there's a couple good butchers around, but generally speaking, the local butcher is a thing of the past. And the quality of the meat there is really good. So I let him pick out something for his birthday dinner. So we got some ribeye for tonight.
Yeah.
There we go. Your time, 6:57.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 customers would recommend AAA insurance to a friend? 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 people don't even like Philly cheesesteaks.
More loved than the most loved sandwich in the city of brotherly love?
Does that make us siblings? Well, we do treat our customers like family. Legendary service and superior coverage from AAA Insurance. Something 9 out of 10 people would recommend. Find out why at AAA.com/insurance and get a quote. Based on a 2023 customer survey. Insurance provided by CSAA Insurance Exchange.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light. 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.